This is Senator Bob Dole. Guess which political party gets most money from special interests? It's the Democrats. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Washington Post, not exactly a conservative newspaper, just let the donkey out of the bag. It says you Democrats are the most dependent on money from special interests, big business, and the super rich. According to the Post, the Democratic National Committee gets 28% of its funds from big money interests by exploiting a loophole in the campaign finance laws. The GOP committee, on the other hand, gets only 5% from that source. For years, the Democrats moaned and groaned about Republicans and big business. You all claim to look out for the little guy. Well, it's the Republicans who rely on the average voter and on small contributions. So enjoy the money while you can, Ted, but they've blown the whistle on your lucrative loophole.
Bob, you're too modest today. According to that press report, the worst offender, the world record holder of special interest contributions is Bob Dole. You've accepted $2.6 million from special interest groups in the form of contributions to your various campaigns for Senate, Majority Leader, and President. And then you had the nerve to vote against the proposal in the Senate to clamp down on special interests by placing strict limits on their contributions. Congressional campaign financing laws are a scandal waiting to happen, Bob. We took presidential campaigns off the auction block after the Watergate scandal in the 1970s by enacting public financing for presidential elections. It's time to do the same for Senate and House elections. Next time you feel the urge to point the special interest finger at Democrats, Bob, clean up your own act first. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on a new welfare reform that keeps families intact. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.